Welcome, everybody, to Diary Days, starring Becca and me, Marg. We are going to read to you some of our diary entries from the early 2000s. We are 30 years old and 29 years old, and you know, we've got some nostalgia for the early 2000s, and thought we could bring you guys along, you all along, as we review some of the things that we wrote down from the depths of our brain. I think you'll find humor in this, and probably not laugh with us, but you can laugh at me, because that's okay, because this is ridiculous.
Laugh at us. No, this is the place to laugh at us.
No,
and
please.
with us.
You can do both. I hope it's enjoyable. Thrilling. We'll find out together.
Yeah. Stick along for the ride, everybody.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Okay, Becca, can I read to you my first ever diary entry?
Please do.
Here it is.
Gorgeous purple cheetah,
and this is a black velvet stripe. So
okay, we got a little diamond accessory to tie it shut.
And I did tie it shut. So my first entry was from my birthday in 2004, which is 20 years ago. So I was turning 10. So here's what I had to say as a 10-year-old. All right, well, let's find out. This is the journal I got for my birthday. That's good. Who am I talking to? This is a journal I got for my birthday. My mom and dad got it for me. Today at school, we had science, and it was boring, as usual. For my birthday, Laura got me a Neopet, a keychain, and a little thing I forgot the name of. Me and Laura went to LT Kids to celebrate my birthday. Tomorrow at school, my mom is going to bring Subway sandwiches for everybody. I want to be class president so bad. So that's nice. That's a good thought. Train of thought. I like just the...
Shooting for the stars. Yeah.
Just a little bit of everything. We got Neopets. We got Subway sandwiches. We got class president. Spelled with two S's. President.
Okay, yeah. President.
You're president.
Yeah.
It looks like the next day at school was the election. So let's see how it went. November 2nd, 2004. Today we had the elections at school. I didn't win, so I'm mad and sad. The people in the final, two L's, election are Kate, Catherine, Lauren, and Akshaya. I guess I am second most important because Akshaya had the most votes. So that makes her more important than the others. And then there's an asterisk. And at the bottom, it says, I was her campaign manager.
Riveting.
So that, you know, I guess I was running and I lost. So then I took credit as campaign manager.
Yeah. One must.
So, you know, I figured out how to make it about me. And that's really what it's all about in fourth grade, I guess.
It really is.
Okay, let's try one more because these are short. I think I'm still learning how to write a normal entry. I don't know if I ever do, but we'll see. November 3rd, so third day in a row straight. Today we had technology. It was okay. My favorite part of the day was making our banner to try to win $250 just for Cold Stone ice cream. Me, Laura, Lauren, Alice, and Kate worked on the banner. It says, Troop 1201 says, use your resources and spike it. The perfect finishing touch was the splatters of paint we made. Next topic. Laura and I connected our Tamagotchis, so now they are friends and can exchange gifts. We can also connect and play games. It is finally sleeping at night and awake during the day. I don't know anything to write, so I'll just say this for now. Elizabeth, that's my sister, got me a big stuffed animal whose name is Chili because of her color. For Akshaya's birthday, I am going to get her a Tamagotchi. So
important.
As we can see, this is Tamagotchi heavy time.
Do you think that you just got the Tamagotchi for your birthday? You must have, because if she can't figure out how to sleep at night or how to sleep at night and be awake during the day, it must still be acclimating to life.
I do remember what my Tamagotchi looked like. It was like a purple, and then it was like right around the screen, it was blue.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the coolest thing ever, breaking earth-shattering technology progress in our technological society. And yeah, I remember being really sad when it died for the first time. I think I cried.
The
But they were a lot of
pivotal
fun.
moment of growth for a child, you know?
That was my first experience with death. So, you know. And I think at one point I definitely had more than one, and I don't know where those ended up. It'd be nice to think they're still somewhere floating around my parents' house, because I wonder if they would still work. I'm
They're
sure they
coming
must sell them
back.
on
So I feel like,
sell them
you
on
know, I
eBay.
think it's like a watch battery that you could probably replace and give them new life.
Probably. And like a lot of things in 2004, I bet it would still work just fine. Like you could drop it against like a hard tile floor, and we can probably just pop some new batteries in there, and it'll be fine.
Indestructible.
I don't know what I'm talking about with this Cold Stone banner, so
It
I don't know
sounds
if we
like Girl
won.
Scouts,
It's
troop,
definitely Girl
whatever.
Scouts. Troop 1201 says, use your resources and spike it. What is spiking? Are we talking about volleyball? I don't
It
know.
sounds like
Spiking?
volleyball,
No.
but did you play volleyball in fourth grade? That feels like early.
No, I did not. I don't know. I maybe that's maybe why we didn't win, because our sign didn't make any sense.
Are you encouraging
But
spiking things?
I don't
Spiking.
know. Spike your drinks, spike the
Yeah.
ice cream. I don't know. $250 for Cold Stone ice cream.
That
Wow.
would be iconic. And back then, that was like probably a good deal. You know, you could have at least gotten,
Yeah.
I don't
Back in
know.
our day, you could actually buy some ice cream with
Now it's like
$250.
$10.
No, seriously, there's like local ice cream places where it's a scoop and it's 750. Like Cold Stone would never do this to us in 2004.
In 2004, yeah, I was gonna say now they would, but
Now they would.
and
Not
apparently
in.
Cold Stone is having a resurgence,
Oh,
like
everything's coming back.
in 2024. Apparently it's like all
Oh.
the rage again. They're opening up more locations and you know people are like striving to go to Cold Stone, which like you know like support local, but like I don't know. Sometimes you need the like burst of nostalgia, and no one will ever mix in the toppings
I
like
mean,
they do.
they got the market. They figured that one out. We should go back at some point because I need to see if it's still the same. I would usually get coffee ice cream with coconut, like hammered
Oh,
into
that's
it.
so adult.
That's, hey, as we've
It checks
seen,
out. It makes sense.
this fourth grade child here is she's got a lot on her mind. She's really worried about her ice cream, her Tamagotchis, and running for class president.
And your
So,
Neopets too.
And my Neopets. Oh,
Hey,
that was
we
that took up
glossed
a
over that one, which
I
I
know.
think is important.
That took up a lot of brain space.
Yeah, like did you I like still wish to this day I played Neopets, and apparently it still exists. I have seen on TikTok that people are still playing and keeping their towns alive, and like they have new storylines or whatever they're called that are still actively happening. However, I cannot remember the password that I had, even though one of my entries is simply Neopets username password. Apparently that password expired, or I updated
Dang.
it because I wouldn't want to start fresh. You know, I'd want to start
Yeah,
in my
you've already
old
built up.
world.
Yeah. You want to see what all the hard work that you've done continue to pay off.
Yeah, so you know, it's not something I'm willing to do at this day and age, but I do think it was an important part of her childhood. And I also saw something the other day on TikTok about what is the McDonald's toy that sticks out to you in your brain, that like, you know, had a profound impact on you? And mine was the mini Neopet stuffed animals. They were, you know, like 3 inches tall, and they came in like all the different, like, you know, animals and whatever you call it them and creatures in Neopets. And my dad would go to McDonald's and buy these Neopet toys for me because I wanted all the rare ones. They had Starry print ones, and I tried to collect
Ooh.
them all. And my parents, for
Yeah.
some reason, the Neopets, they were like all in on getting me the Neopets that I wanted and, you know, for some reason needed in my life. So I don't know. The nostalgia of it all
Yeah.
really like takes me back.
It does. And they were fun and they were cute and they were very interesting. Back when McDonald's had like actually good things too. So I was just glancing down and I will finish this out by completing the full life cycle of my first
Please.
Tamagotchi, because I see here November 8th, 2004. Kirby, my Tamagotchi, died.
Oh.
So, RIP to Kirby.
That was a very short life.
It was a very
You
short
a
life.
week.
A week. I think it got better, but that was a rough life for Kirby. We'll see if Kirby gets reincarnated in the future, but
Or maybe in like Tamagotchi, years, that's a long time. But it
maybe.
feels like as for a child, that would have been a little depressing.
I think so. I seem to have, I shut the diary at the end of that, so that's all
That
I
was
had to
it. That
say.
was
I
the
was
entry
done.
for, yeah, well,
I
that
wasn't ready
makes
to
sense.
process
You were
Kirby's
mourning.
passing. Yeah. So, and on that note, Becca, tell us where you were at the beginning of your diary entry
Okay.
times.
Coincidentally, mine was also a birthday
Ooh.
gift. And this gorgeous leather, fake leather, what do you call this? Alligator
Leather.
print,
Love.
blue design, for my 10th birthday. So January 19th, 2005, from my aunt. So different than my parents. But she didn't have any daughters, so I won the
Family gift.
jackpot. I won the jackpot there, by getting some special gifts. So my first entry, it's pretty short. But it also, on the day of my birthday, starts out with, "Today's my B-day." I love to include little, accoutrement in here. So there's a sticker that I got at school. So it says 10th B-day at Mill Creek. Got it from office, and it's a happy birthday sticker. So important to add that in. And today at school, I enjoyed seeing my name on the news show. Today is my first birthday in Florida. Well, I can't wait till next year. And that's how it ends. But some things never change because the most important thing for me was the acknowledgement for everybody to see my
Absolutely.
name on, the school news. I had also moved to Florida maybe like 20 days before this. We moved at the end of December. I don't know if anyone at school knew who I was. So it probably didn't make a difference that my name was on, the school show, but it
Well,
really
you got your name out there.
made a
Yeah.
profound impact in my life. So
But it doesn't matter till next year, apparently.
exactly. No. So yeah, can't wait till next
Try
year
again.
because who knows? Okay, so this next one, we skipped a while. I was not as good and, diligent about my entries. But this one also makes sense and gives a little glimpse of me as a person.
Great.
So this one's January 28th. I wrote 2004, however, it for sure was 2005. Even in the young age, when the years shift, it's still hard to keep up.
Happens to the best.
This one's really, really short. It's two sentences. I am so sick. A few O's there. My head hurts. So does my throat. And that's that. Needed to get it
That's
out to
it.
somebody. And you know what? I still need people to listen to me
Yeah.
when
You
I'm
are so
sick.
sick. Not just sick. What's wrong? Your head and your throat.
Yeah, I
Period.
have to.
End.
That's
Next
it.
day.
Yeah. And then apparently I got better or didn't worry about it anymore because we skip forward to February 5th, 2005. This was an important day. This one really stood out to me. Today, a golf ball went through my window.
Well,
I was so scarred, scared, but spelled,
hey,
we try.
yeah.
Almost frightened to death. Well, luckily, it did not hit me. We have to get a new window now. Luckily, they are paying for it. The important things as a Capricorn, money and, my safety. And that's, most the priority, not the fact that my dad was standing on a ladder next to the window while the golf ball happened to come
No,
through.
you were almost scared to death.
I was almost scared to death. And,
That's more important.
it was really important. And yeah, so that was the first time it happened. Obviously, we had only lived there for like 2 months, but we lived in a community that houses were on the golf course, so this did end up becoming a very frequent occurrence in my household. We were like at the perfect spot, like where from, like when I don't know what do you call it, where that wherever they would use their little driver to get it across the middle of the golf course, we were in like that the perfect spot. But eventually, in this glorious, most safe neighborhood of, in St. Johns County, Florida, we decided to replace all of our windows with bulletproof windows,
A few.
because then the golf balls stopped breaking through. And people were probably wondering why the heck.
It's a very white family on a golf course thing to do is get some good bulletproof glass
I've got
windows.
to protect, we were a good, also, like, it also gave me as a child with anxiety a really nice peace of mind that in a situation no one could use a gun and break through my house, even though we lived about 10 minutes into the neighborhood and you would have actively needed to be trying to find me and make something happen. But it really
You
helps
are
my brain.
safe.
And yeah, I was safe. And clearly, I have anxiety because I was so scared and frightened to death. So,
And of your parents' finances, so that's very nice of you to be concerned.
yeah, well, it's like then it would depend what I would get, the clothes for
That's so
school, the
true.
toys.
I know.
And then
Comes
that
down to
actually
that.
goes into my next one, which is toys.
Okay.
And then I'll stop after this. But okay, so
Great.
this one we skip a little bit. I took a break. I don't know. I was busy in school. This is April 11th, 2005. And this is where we started adding titles in. So,
Oh,
toys.
good.
I need a cleaning day, except cleaning spelled CLEEN, clean. My mom takes things away when they are not in the right spot. She sometimes throws them away. This makes me mad. So mad. What if I accidentally leave my absolute favorite toy or thing on the floor? Will she still throw it away? This puzzles me. I really want to figure it out. I also can't find my cell phones. Could she have thrown them away too? They were in there yesterday, but now they're not. Wrong use of there as well. This also puzzles me. Not only do I not like it, I hate this. This is where I end my protest.
What was the protest? You writing in the
About
journal?
needing a cleaning day so my toys weren't thrown away. Except I don't know where this went. I'm pretty sure I never confronted my mother about it because I liked to behave and listen to the rules. And if something happened, then that was it. But I also love how I talk about my cell phones because
Yeah,
they were
I
not
was
even,
wondering.
yeah, they're not real. They were my dad's old cell phones and didn't, I don't even, battery was out of them, but apparently in fourth grade I still was using them actively to what pretend I was on phone calls with people
I'm
and friends.
sure. Very important
So,
phone calls.
like at least I was still, I had a good imagination. There was still pretend play happening
Yeah.
here. And I think I just felt really cool and adult
And
by
puzzled.
and puzzled. She was so
Very
puzzled.
puzzled.
Get the someone help this girl out. She
Puzzled,
needs
won't
it.
ask mom about it, just gonna be puzzled.
And protest.
And protest in silence by writing in her diary.
See, at least at this age, I knew how to get the big feelings
You did.
out
That's
and
great.
put it somewhere.
It's all very millennial. Like, I'm sad about this. Oh well. The
Hope it
end.
stops.
Hope it stops. Nothing I can do. I'm
Yeah.
puzzled.
I'm puzzled. I like that I have these like question marks in here too, because again, like to your
Yeah.
point, who am I talking to? Who's reading
I
this?
don't know. I don't know. I wish I knew. I don't know. But well, I can't wait to learn more next time about if your puzzling ever came to an end and if you found your cell phones.
Yeah, I don't know. The drama, I think, only is gonna pick up.
Probably. And you said the title of that one was just Toys.
Toys. The next one
Toys.
also has a title, but
Okay.
I won't say it because it's a really good one. It's dramatic.
Okay,
It,
good.
you know, we're just gonna leave people on the edge, with a little bit of suspense.
I can't wait. Well, I have a loose, I have a
Oh,
loose
those are my favorite.
entry.
Wait, let me see that because I swear I had that same little thing that
With a
seems
little
familiar to
shoe.
me. Yeah.
A little shoe. There's a little pencil. It's the
Love.
other
Oh,
side
that
tab,
one's
shoe and
early
pencil.
days. Early days.
We've got, oh yeah, we've got 03. So this is a throwback. So
Thoughts.
just some thoughts that are loose. So
Loose thoughts.
I just wanted to leave some people with some thoughts that I had. December 16th, 2003. So Christmas break. of third grade. I guess I just needed people to know. Dear diary, muscles. Dear diary, muscles and manly is nothing, but positive thoughts and courage are real strength. Oh, wait, sorry. And courage and real strength is everything.
Everything.
Those words are going to be my famous words as a professional basketball player. So, just something I want everyone to remember and think
Forget
about.
muckles.
Even
Forget muckles.
if you're not a professional basketball player, I think this is still good advice. Because muckles and manly is nothing. So, you
Nothing.
know, I don't think that's changed. And courage is real strength. So, what has changed? Not much.
Not much. But
So I
like, what
hope
do
you
you?
gained something from that, Becca.
I did
Good.
forget, you know, being manly
Yeah.
and muckles. Who needs them?
You don't need
Really?
muckles.
We just need to have
Nope.
the strength inside, in our hearts. And when you become that professional basketball player,
Yeah.
we're
One
gonna
day.
remember them.
I will. I'll start picking up the basketball again. I'll
Yeah.
dust off the old basketball. My
Is there a
famous
name for it?
words.
Say like the was it they call it
Everything is
football?
spelled
Like,
wrong.
it's important, you know. It shows growth,
You know,
in
that's
you as
great.
well.
So I'm just glad. And then the only other entry I had on here, there's no advice. It just says, first of all, 7 days till Christmas. That's it.
No, second of all.
No second of all.
Who needs a second of all when you've got a first of all?
Yeah.
How many? 7 days?
I left myself wondering. 7 days till Christmas.
That's 1 week, please. There was nothing better
Seven
than that.
days?
There was nothing better than that.
No, you know. So I just wanted to share that throwback. But yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing more, Becca, about your Windows and cell phones and puzzling and
Puzzling.
titles, the
Just wait.
titles that you have given.
Just wait. It gets good.
Looking
Oh, but
forward
I
to
will end
that.
it with my Neopets.
Oh, good.
You know, my username was Becca456404. And my password was Reba Mac. I think spelled wrong, because my aunt used to call me Reba Mac for some reason after Reba. You know,
Yeah,
Reba McEntire, that woman.
that's the one.
And I definitely did not spell it correct. So, you know, at
Well, then
least
it's
I
an even
had.
better password.
Yeah, just no one was gonna break through.
Kids
And
probably
I
were some
can't
of the
even
best
break
password
through.
makers because, like, they probably think they're spelling things right and they're not. So, like, accidentally making very strong
Incidentally.
passwords.
Yeah.
Yes. First of all, very strong passwords.
It's important.
That's it. Yeah. Wow. I wish that still worked. You'll have to try it one more time and let us know how
I
it
will.
goes.
You know, I think I've been using the username and password reversed. So maybe I will break through.
Okay. Well, let us know, Reba Mac.
I will. That's all we have for today. So tune in next time for Diary Days.
Bye.
Bye.